that of Chal Perik Dal Mishnah Yirah Ben Antina Hela Bechor Min Bavel. So the Kiblu Mimena Ben Antina to the Israel that lived in Bavel, and he had a Bechor, firstborn kosher animal. And instead of giving the Bechor to a Kohen in Chutz La'aretz, which is what he should have done, he brought it to Eretz Yisrael and tried to give it to the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael. But the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael refused to take it from him. As Chazal learned out from a pasuk, that Bechorah should not be brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though a Bechorah has Kedusha, it must be brought as a Korban. And if we don't bring the Bechorah to Eretz Yisrael, we cannot bring it on him as Be'ach as a Korban. So what the Kohanim and Chutz La'aretz would have to do with the Bechorahs that are given to them, and Chutz La'aretz, they would have to wait until it has a mum. Once it has a mum, they would be permitted to shech the Bechorah outside of Eretz Yisrael. A Kohen Havi Bikure Yayim V'Shemen. Kolo Kiblu Mimenu. Yosef HaKohen brought Bikura of wine and oil. And the Kohanim refused to take the Bikurim of wine and oil from him. As Bikurim is brought from the Shivat Aminim, which includes grapes and olives. But that's only if you bring the grapes and olives themselves, not if you press the grapes and olives and bring wine and oil. Now, even though we had previously in the Mishnah in Truma that you are allowed to bring wine and oil for Bikurim, that Mishnah is talking about where when you harvested the grapes and olives, you had in mind that you were going to press them and bring the wine and oil as your Bikurim. In such a case, it would be permitted to bring the Bikurim of wine and oil. But in this case, at the time you harvested them, you did not have in mind to press them and bring the wine and oil as the Bikurim, so therefore, you would have to bring the grapes and olives themselves. You're not allowed to press them and bring the wine and oil. Instead, since when you harvested them, you didn't have in mind to press them. Afu hela esbanavu b'nei beisa, lato peza katan b'yushalayim. The Hexiru, shul yikba adabra chob, Yosef HaKohen also, when he went up to Yerushalayim for the Pesach Sheni, those that were tamei or were far away from Yerushalayim during the regular Pesach on Yudal Nisan, they would bring instead the Korban Pesach on Yudal a year, a month later. This is called Pesach Sheni. And when he went up to Yerushalayim for the Pesach Sheni, he brought his sons and his family together with him to Yerushalayim. And he was not obligated to do that. You're not obligated to bring your family to Yerushalayim for the Pesach Sheni. Only for the regular Pesach, you have to come with your whole family. And when you come up to Yerushalayim on Yudal Nisan, you're coming up for Pesach, which is one of the Sholos Regalim, when all of Klai Yisrael goes up to Yerushalayim. So for the Pesach Rishon, you have to bring your entire family with you. But for Pesach Sheni, you can come yourself and bring the Pesach Sheni yourself. You're not obligated to bring your family. And when he brought his family with him to Yerushalayim, the Chacham were afraid that when people see that a Chashba Yid like Yosef HaKohen brought his entire family for Pesach Sheni, that it's obligated to bring your family if you're making a Pesach Sheni. And the Chacham did not want people to make that mistake, so they forced Yosef HaKohen to send his family back home in order that people will not mistakenly believe that you have to bring your entire family to Yerushalayim if you're making a Pesach Sheni. Ariston Havi Bikura Me'apamaya B'kiblu Mimena. Ariston was a Yid that lived in Syria. Apamaya is a place in Syria, and he had a field in Apamaya. And he brought Bikurim from Apamaya. Now, Bikurim is not brought from Chutz La'aretz, but it would be brought from Syria. And Syria was captured by David HaMelech and annexed onto Eretz Yisrael. And with regard to certain dinim, it has a dinim of Eretz Yisrael. With regard to other dinim, it would not have the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, like we have mentioned previously. And the Mishnah is teaching us that when Ariston brought Bikurim from Apamaya, the Kohanim accepted it from him because with regard to Bikurim, Syria is the same as Eretz Yisrael. Mipnei she'amru, ha'koina b'Syria, ki'koina b'parver she'yibriyu shalayim. The Chacham has said somebody who buys a field in Syria is the same as if he bought a field in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, as Bikurim would be brought from Syria just like it is brought from the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Now that's only with regard to Bikurim, but Truma cannot be brought from Syria into Eretz Yisrael. As Kohanim have to go to the granary in order to receive their Truma, the Truma is not brought to the Kohanim. Instead, the Kohanim go to the granary in order to receive their Truma. And if Truma would be brought from Syria to Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham were afraid that the Kohanim would leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Syria in order to receive their Truma in Syria. And the Chacham did not want the Kohanim to leave Eretz Yisrael and to become Tamei in Eretz Amim and lands outside of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Chacham said that Truma should not be brought from Syria into Eretz Yisrael. Instead, the Truma should be given to the Kohanim that live in Syria. But with regard to Bikurim, we don't have to worry that the Kohanim will go into Syria for the Bikurim, as Bikurim is brought to the Beit HaMikdash and given to the Kohanim only in the Beit HaMikdash, is not given to the Kohanim anywhere outside of the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore there is no concern with regard to Bikurim, and Bikurim would be brought from Syria into Eretz Yisrael. Sechad Orla Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph and Oter L'Siag Ulah Kodesh. Patur Min Orla, somebody who plants a tree within Mosque to use the tree as part of a fence, the fence off his field, or to use the tree for its wood to make beams from the wood. The tree is patur from Orla, the fruit of the tree would be permitted to be eaten within the first 3 years from when you planted the tree. As if you had planted the tree with the mind to eat the fruit of the tree, then the dinim of Orla would apply. It would be forbidden to eat the fruit of the tree the first 3 years, and it's also forbidden to derive any benefit from the fruit during the first 3 years. But in this case, that you're planting the tree not for the fruit, but to use the tree for other reasons, for a fence, or to use the wood, in such a case, the dinim of Orla do not apply. As the pasuk says, "Unetatem ko eitz maichol." And Chazal went out from that pasuk that only if you plant the tree for the maichol, in order to eat the fruit, then the dinim of Orla would apply. But if you plant the tree for other reasons, such as to use the tree as a fence, or to use the wood of the tree, the dinim of Orla would not apply, and you would be allowed to eat the fruit, even within the first 3 years. Rabbi Yossi, Aymer, Afilu Amar Apnimi L'maichol, V'achiton L'siya, Apnimi Chaye, V'achiton Pat. Rabbi Yossi said, even if when a person plants a tree, he said that the inner part of the tree I'm planting for the fruit, while the outer part of the tree I'm planting to be used for a fence, as is planting the tree on the outskirts of his field. And the field will be used as a fence, but he wants to eat the fruit of the inner part of the tree, so he's planting the tree for dual reasons. He wants to eat the fruit of the inner part of the tree, while he wants to use the outer part of the tree to fence off his field. In such a case, the thing would be that the fruit that grew on the inner part of the tree would be chayav in Orla, while the fruit that grows on the outer part of the tree would be patur in Orla. And according to Rabbi Yossi, one tree can have two different dinim. That one part of the tree could be chayav in Orla, while the other part of the tree would be patur in Orla. And since he's planting the inner part of the tree for the fruit and the outer part of the tree to be used as a fence, the fruit that grows on one side of the tree would have a different din than the fruit that grows on the other side of the tree.